All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salutations and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, beloved elders, our dear educators and fellow learners, I greet you with a universal Islamic greeting of love, peace and respect. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjidul Furqan and the extended family, we would like to wish each and everyone Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a blessed week ahead, inshallah, ameen. And we make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them victory over the oppressors, ameen. Our speaker for today is a man who needs no introduction, Sheikh Saadullah Khan. The topic Sheikh Saadullah will be speaking about is justice for Palestine without collusion, favor, or fear. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وصحبه أمراء يكونون بعدي لا يقتدون بهدي ولا يستنون بسنتي فمن صدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فأولئك ليسوا مني ولست منهم أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history as guides and as models of excellence. May Allah's peace be upon all of them. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected ulama, huffaz, qurra, teachers, learners, elders, brothers and sisters, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jumu'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We are well aware of the fact that Palestinians have not lived free in their own country for over 75 years. And for the past 4 months, from the rubble of the bombed-out buildings in Gaza, they have resisted the most powerful and best-equipped war machine at the cost of their lives and their property, but without loss of their cause or their dignity. It is so evident that the Zionist state is not a democracy. It is an apartheid entity. It is not a promised land. It is a settler colonial project. It is not the Jewish mission of Musa, of Prophet Moses. It is the Zionist plan of an atheist, Theodore Herzl. It is not a nation under siege. It is a brutal, bullying aggressor. It is not a promised dream of Prophet Abraham, which has come true. No, it is a nightmare of biblical proportions for the people of Palestine. It is not defense against terror. It is the conducting of a genocidal war in Gaza. Seizing a people's homeland is robbing them of their identity, robbing them of their history, robbing them of their culture, and trying to rob them of their future. It must be remembered that in the latter part of the 19th and the early part of the 20th century, Jews were increasingly persecuted in Europe by Europeans and were searching for their own safe spot on the planet. And be very clear about the fact that Palestine was not always the place considered. Uganda was seriously considered as a homeland for the Jews. So too was Madagascar. So too was Canada. So too was Australia and 14 other countries. Israel declared statehood on Palestinian land in 1948. A declaration that was manipulated and manipulatively engineered through the 1916 Sykes-Picot Agreement that carved up the Middle East in the interest of Britain and France. And then the next year, 1917, the deceptive Balfour Declaration, when Arthur Balfour, who was the British Foreign Secretary at that time, promised Lord Rothschild, who was the British head of the British Zionist movement at that time, to establish a national home for Jews in Palestine. At the same time, it must be remembered that Zionism is not Judaism. It's not about religion here, per se. Judaism is a religion, while Zionism is an ethnocentric, ethno-nationalistic, racist ideology that has no basis in Judaism and was founded by Theodor Herzl, an Austrian journalist who, as I mentioned, was in fact an atheist. Since 1948, Jews from different parts of the world moved to Palestine, and subsequent to that, Palestinians have now lost more than 80% of their own land due to these colonial settlers. And despite numerous United Nations resolutions against Israel, more resolutions against Israel than all the countries of the world combined at the United Nations, over 5 million Palestinians were forcibly displaced and living in other countries. 2 million are still living in Palestine like prisoners in an open-air camp, prison camp, with limited movement, limited access to water, and having to pass through Israeli checkpoints going from one place to another. Classified as human animals, treated like suspects and criminals in their own land by the Israeli Defense Force. The genocide we are witnessing in Gaza is the culmination of over a century of European imperialism. 75 years of brutal, racist, Zionist occupation, and also decades of conniving Muslim rulers who are in collusion with these people. Rulers whose even their names are misleading. They got names like King Hassan and King Hussein, and they're behaving like Yazid. Armed by the West and tacitly supported by these deceptive Muslim rulers, we are witnessing the dropping of over 40,000 tons. 40,000 tons of high explosives have been dropped in Palestine over the past 120 days. Some bombs weighing 800 kilograms each that have resulted in the merciless killing of over 28,000 human beings, mostly women and children. And all this must be acknowledged for what it truly is. It is a Zionist quest to systematically annihilate a people and obliterate an entire Palestinian population, not only taking away their future, but also trying to take away and wipe out their past. But we know that memory is a weapon. We won't forget. And we know that oppression is an evil, as Allah reminds us in the Quran about injustice and oppression, even against the enemies. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَعْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. But Allah says, when people like this, you'll eventually overcome if you truly believe us. But if there is a
strife against the oppressors, against wrongdoers, against those who attack you. فَإِنِنْتَهُ فَلَا عُدْوَانَ. Cease your hostility if others cease their hostility. And let there be no animosity. إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Except against the oppressors. Many Muslim rulers work in tandem with and for the interest of the West because their personal survival depends on it. Thus, we are confronted with a curious paradox. While hundreds of millions of Muslims are living in abject poverty, the poorest countries in the world, Bangladesh, Yemen, poorest countries in the world, are living in abject poverty, while rulers, when you think of an Arab ruler, you think of smart cars and gold and oil. Their rulers lead an opulent lifestyle that would be the envy of the wealthiest people even in the West. Millions of people are marching for Palestine, symbolically carrying the Palestinian flag in virtually every country in the world, but Muslims can't carry a Palestinian flag in Makkah. Why? Why would showing solidarity with fellow Muslim brothers and sisters who are being persecuted and massacred in broad daylight, why would carrying of such a flag, just symbolic, not even saying anything, not doing anything, just carrying a flag, offend the ruler? Is it not an obligation for the Muslim to always be an activist for adl, for justice, for ihsan, for goodness, to be an echoing voice of conscience, or at least to have the empathy at the heart for the oppressed in the face of wrongdoing? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not say in authentic hadith, marra aminkum, documented sahih of Imam Muslim, marra aminkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. You begin by acting out against it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِي وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. Whoever sees injustice and oppression and wrongdoing, let him change it physically with his hand. If he's unable to do that, then let him speak out with his tongue. If he's unable to do that even, then at least feel it in his heart. Have an empathy in the heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Muslim masses living the Islam know that they are mandated by Allah to de-establish oppressive systems and replace them with peace, but no peace without justice. There must be social justice. And no amount of fatwa by state-elected, government-paid muftis should deter a conscientious Muslim from standing up for justice. Recently, an imam of the Haram in Makkah said, تعلمون ما حل بإخواننا في فلسطين وينبغي على المسلمين ألا تجعلهم هذه الفتن والأحداث متفرقين فيجب عليهم الرجوع إلى ولاة أمرهم والرجوع إلى علمائهم وألا يخوضوا فيما ليس من حقهم الخوض فيه. Muslims should not be divided on this fitna in Palestine. They should go back to their rulers and their scholars. They should not be deceived into engaging in those things they have no right to engage in. Never mind muftis like these and kings like those. We are commanded to stand up for justice, even if it be against the rich or the poor, the king or the pauper, even against our own self. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah An-Nisa. This supersedes any fatwa of any mufti. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله. O you who proclaim faith, stand up for justice as witnesses to Allah. Even ولو على أنفسكم, forget anyone else, even against your own self. And that's why Allah has made dhulm haram upon himself. Allah is free of want, no restriction, no beginning, no end. He said, إني حرمت ظلم على نفسي. I have made oppression and injustice haram upon myself. Allah is free of all want. Without limitation, he can do what he wants, as he pleases. But he has made upon himself dhulm haram. Allah himself has made dhulm haram upon himself. It gives no authority, no king, no mufti, no ruler, no sheikh, no molvi, no imam, no president, no prime minister, any authority to be unjust. O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah. even if against your own selves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against the rich or the poor, for Allah is the protector of all. Brother Malcolm X, Malik al-Shabazz, put it so beautifully, reaffirming this Quranic directive when he says, I am for justice, irrespective who it is for or who it is against. Justice is paramount. And as for those who tell us to keep quiet and not speak out against unjust rulers and authorities, remember our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith documented in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, Umara yakununa ba'di, there will be leaders after me. Umara yakununa ba'di, la yaqtaduna bihadi, wa la yastannuna bisunnati. They won't judge or lead according to my guidance, nor behave according to my sunnah. فَمَنْ صَدَّقَهُمْ بِكَذِهِمْ وَأَعَانَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَيْسُ مِنِّي. Those who support them, who stand by them despite their falseness and their lies and the deception, and those who aid them in their injustice and their wrongfulness, they are not of me, وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ, and I got nothing to do with them. Justice, you see, is non-negotiable. Justice is non-compromisable. No wonder Allah has intimately linked justice with taqwa. اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Since Islam's message is ideologically based on tawheed, Islam's message fundamentally and ideologically based on tawheed, the principle, foundation of our faith. No tawheed, no Islam. Islam is ideologically based on tawheed. Ethically, it's inspired by ihsan, by goodness. And practically, it focused on the huquq al-ibad, the rights of the people, and adala istima'iyya, on issues of social justice. The Meccan mushriks did not harm the Prophet or harass the Prophet and his small group of followers in the Meccan early period because they were praying in a certain way. No, there were Christians also there. There were other people there. There were no formal prayers in Mecca for the first 11 years. Formal prayers until the Mi'raj. It was the Prophet's call for the elimination of false gods and the socio-economic justice and its implementation in society that irked this Muslim elite and the Meccan chiefs. That is why they were prepared to offer him certain things. They offered him whatever he wants. And Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, a chief among the elites of Makkah, with the approval of the political leaders of Makkah, engaged the Prophet. يبن أخي إن كنت إنما تريد بما جئت به من هذا الأمر مالا جمعنا لك من أموالنا حتى تكون أكثر مالا أكثرنا مالا. If you want wealth, we will gather money. How much you want, you'll be the richest among the people of the Quraysh. وإن كنت تريد به شرفا سودناك عليك حتى لا نقطع عمرا دونك. And if you want to be chief or in position of authority, we'll do nothing without consulting you. وَإِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ بِهِ مُلْكًا مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا. If you want to be king or the ruler over us, we'll make you our ruler. But the Prophet's attitude is well captured in the response he once gave to his own protective and guardian uncle Abu Talib, who spoke to the Prophet about the dangers that he would face from the ruling elite. He warned him that if he continued with this, the harm that could come to him if he continues with his mission. And the Rasul gave that famous reply, documented in the Seerah al-Nabawi of Ibn Hisham, Wallahi ya amla wada'a shamsa fi yamini wal qamala fi sari ala an atruka hadha al-amr ma taraktu hatta yudhira Allah aw uhlika fi. Oh my uncle, I swear by Allah, even if they give me the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I'm not going to deviate. Either I become successful or they wipe me out, but I'm not going to give in to this. I'm not going to compromise on this. You see, what they were concerned was the socio-political impact of the Prophet's message. The Prophet's message of Tawheed would affect the idol worshipping at the Kaaba. And that time, of course, the Kaaba was full with idols. And people from all over the region, up till Yemen and other parts, came to the Kaaba to worship there. No idols, no worshippers coming there. No worshippers coming, bad for the economy. It's an economic thing, besides religious belief. And those who followed the Prophet were mostly poor. Remember what some of the people said, the opposition? Nobody follows you but the scum of the earth. Women, children, youth, and the poor. Nobody. Besides Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Khadija. At that time, who followed the Prophet? The scum of the earth. That's what they said. Na'udhu billah. Not to know that they were the leaders of a civilization eventually. Those who followed the Prophet in those early days were mostly poor, young women. And that part of society most neglected by the rulers and still most neglected by the rulers today. And they would demand equality and justice. And that is bad for the rich people and the powerful elite. They want to be in control. They want to keep people subservient to them. That is why the people who were tortured were who? People like Bilal, radiallahu anhu, an African slave. The people were killed, Ala Yasir, Sumayya, the first lady who was martyred, the first person who was martyred in Islam. Why do you think the Prophet and a handful of his companions were boycotted for 3 years, that Shibab Abu Talib? No marriage with them, no dealing with them, no trade with them. Why? Why did the Muslims have to make hijrah to Abyssinia and Rasul himself to Yathrib? Why late in history was Imam Hussein killed? Why? Why was Imam Shafi and Abu Hanifa imprisoned? If you're a Salafi, ask why was Ibn Taymiyyah? Why was Imam Ibn Taymiyyah imprisoned? And if you're a Sufi, ask why was Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar exiled? And why was Tuankuru imprisoned here on our Robben Island? There were socio-political considerations that bothered the ruling elite. Because others were praying, people were fasting from where they came. It wasn't purely the prayer and the fasting or purely the religious duties that was bothering them. It was the impact on society. So if you do not want to be a voice of conscience, you're welcome. But please, if you are in leadership, religious or otherwise, please do not make excuses for the prevalence of zulm or silence those who are opposed to injustices. The ummah is supposed to fulfill the task of khayr ummah. Ukhrijat linnas, ta'muruna bil ma'roof, wa tanhawna anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Commanding what is right, forbidding what is wrong. How could we ever fulfill the role of spearheading the efforts for the common welfare of humanity, not Muslims, of human? Kuntum khayra ummah, ukhrijat linnas. Laysa ukhrijat lil mu'mineen, lil muttaqeen, li ahli sunnah, li ahli salaf. No. Linnas, for all of humanity. How can we do that if we are not committed or prepared to be at the aid of the most vulnerable and brutalized among our own, whom we are seeing being massacred in broad daylight, as we speak? How could we compromise to hearken to the call of the oppressed if in this dire hour of need we are not able to help or even be conscious enough to want to do something? It is so unbecoming of a person of faith not to stand up against injustice and oppression, not to speak out against the oppressors, whoever they may be, whether Muslim or not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned. Hadith documented again in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Inna an-nasa idha raw al-zalim falam ya'khudhu 'ala yadayhi aw shaka an ya'ummahum Allah bi'iqabi thumma tad'unahu fala yustajabu lakum. People, if people see oppression and they see an oppressor oppressing and they do not stop him, seize his hand and stop him, preventing him, Allah will send a punishment upon them, the oppressor and the passive onlookers. Forget the oppressor, the passive onlookers. And then you will make dua and Allah will not respond to your dua. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتِجَابُ. Allah will not even respond to your dua. I didn't do anything, I just kept quiet, I was watching. No, you should not. You're an activist, you're a mu'min. You're a voice of conscience. You're not supposed to be quiet. We are supposed to be khalifatullahi fil ard, managers and vicegerents of Allah's affairs on earth. Let us not be cowards, selfish, lethargic, self-centered, and indifferent. Let us never be of those who disappoint Allah in our collective responsibility of khilafah. And may we never be of those whose dua Allah rejects. I leave you with an abdu'a, a dua that I have very often quoted from this member, this mihrab. A dua of the Prophet that he made regularly, according to Sahih al-Bukhari, fi jawfi al-layl, so make it in the darkness, in the middle of the night. A dua so relevant in so many circumstances, but more so, I believe, in these times. Rasulullah made the dua. At the end of it, I'll conclude with this dua. Say Ameen. And don't be shy to say Ameen. People lose their voices. Imam says, Dalin, you look at the Imam. Say Ameen. The Prophet said, when you see Imam says, Dalin, people say Ameen. And the Ameen, the angels say Ameen. When the Ameen of the angels and the Ameen of those who are following coincide, Allah forgives the sins of everyone present. You make dua, you don't say Ameen. You say, Rasulullah, you say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say something. You're not watching a show here. Rasulullah made a dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi. Min al-hammi, sorry. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi. Wal-hazni, wal-ajzi, wal-kasli, wal-bukhli, wal-jubni, wal-dala'i d-dain, wa-ghalabati al-rijal, aw qahri al-rijal. Rasulullah said, Oh Allah, look at the beauty of this dua and how apt for our times. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. I seek refuge in you, Oh Allah, from anxiety and worries. You go to a doctor, why do I have sickness, depression? Because you have anxieties. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in thee from anxiety and worries, from grief, from incapacity, from the inability to do something, from laziness, from selfish stinginess, from cowardice, from the burden of debt, and from the domination of other people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Jazakallah khair. We say shukran to Sheikh Sadullah Khan for his eye-opening words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a long and healthy life full of joy, inshallah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, once again, Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah. The first adhan will be made by Hafiz Abdullah Palika, and the second adhan will be made by Ubaidullah Ismail, who are both students at Islamia College. I kindly ask if all musallis can please stand and fill any gaps so that there is no time wasted between the khutbah and the salah. Shukran.
I am Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
Hayya ala salat.
الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته أمراء يكونون بعدي لا يقتدون بهدي ولا يستنون بسنتي فمن صدقهم بكذبهم وأعانهم على ظلمهم فأولئك ليسوا مني ولست منهم وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد عبد ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم احفظ شعبنا في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي كل مكان يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
اشتريتين الرز من فضلك يلا صلنا بقول لنا شو الله تشهد. يرحمنا ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هو الله الذي لا هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسألك يا رب توبة ومغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من الأجس والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل والفشل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. صل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
Thank you.